This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian authorities say a massive fire started by Russian shelling at Europe's largest nuclear power plant has been extinguished, but Russian forces have taken control of the site. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Live-stream security video from Thursday night showed Russian armored vehicles driving into the parking lot of a nuclear power plant in southern Ukraine and opening fire. The muzzle flashes followed by explosions, smoke, then flames. The mayor of Enerhodar, in this translation, pleads with the Russians to cease fire.
I ask you to come to your senses. Immediately stop firing at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
A plant spokesman then broadcast a warning. Here's that translation.
Warning. Equipment of the Russian Federation is firing on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. There is a real threat of a nuclear danger at the biggest nuclear power plant in Europe.
The International Atomic Energy Agency said the fire had not affected essential equipment, and Ukraine's nuclear regulator reported no change in radiation levels as a result of the attack. I'm Tim McGuire.
NATO allies rejected Ukraine's demand for no-fly zones on Friday, saying they were increasing support, but that stepping in directly would lead to a broader, even more brutal European war, so far limited to Russia's assault on its neighbor.
Allies agree that we should not have NATO planes operating over Ukrainian airspace or NATO troops on Ukrainian territory.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, who also told a news conference, quote, "We are not part of this conflict, and we have a responsibility to ensure it does not escalate and spread beyond Ukraine." Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. More than 1 million Ukrainians have fled the country in the first week of Russia's invasion, according to the United Nations. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports from the border between Ukraine and Poland, where most of the refugees are fleeing.
Ukraine's western city of Lviv has become a major hub for Ukrainians fleeing Russia's mortars and missiles. The women and children leave behind their homes and their husbands, their fathers, their sons. The men must stay behind to fight. After days of exhaustion and terror, the train carries them over the border and into the safety of Poland. The first stop is Przemysl. Here, they can change trains to travel across Poland and beyond. This family is hoping to reach Lithuania. Anastasia, who does not want to give her full name, said, "We will go on. We will get through it. I hope that everything will end well and that our Ukraine will win. I want to return. I want to go home." Each and every family has a similar story of loss and fear. More than 1 million Ukrainians have now fled the country, according to the United Nations. Most have escaped to Poland, families divided, a country torn apart. Ukraine's children forced to flee their homeland to an unknown future. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News on the Poland-Ukraine border.
A suicide bomber struck inside a Shiite Muslim mosque in Pakistan's northwestern city of Peshawar during Friday prayers, killing at least 56 worshippers and wounding 194 people, hospital officials said. No militant group immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Both the Islamic State group and the Pakistani Taliban, a militant group separate from the Taliban in Afghanistan, have carried out similar attacks in the past in the area, located near the border with neighboring Afghanistan. Peshawar police's chief said the violence started when an armed attacker opened fire on police outside the mosque in Peshawar's old city. One policeman was killed in the gunfight and another police officer was wounded. The attacker then ran inside the mosque and detonated his suicide vest. The local police chief said the explosion occurred as worshippers had gathered for Friday prayers. Again, they're saying killing at least 56 worshippers and wounding 194 people. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.